This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This letter goes to Brad Smith, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Smith, pre-request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Catherine Irwin. Please note the following medical letter, period. Catherine is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Irwin is I-R-W-I-N. Actually, rather than an attorney name, let's just say to Ken Nunn Law Office. Let's address this to Ken Nunn Law Office rather than Brad Smith, because I'm not sure he's the attorney. So we'll just say, actually, it is Brad Smith. I'm sorry. Okay. So this will be to attorney Brad Smith of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Per your request for an independent medical evaluation, please note the following medical letter, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including several photographs from the accident, as well as the accident report, comma, records from Forest Ridge Medical Pavilion, comma, Henry County Center for Orthopedic Surgery, comma, Henry County Hospital, comma, Newcastle Family and Internal Medicine Records, comma, Rush Memorial Hospital, comma, and Rushville Fire Department Records, period. I took the history directly from the client via telephone. However, the patient was an extremely poor historian, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 74-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 163 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 29th of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness initially as the patient hit her head on the vehicle and was jerked, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. She was driving an Elantra, which is a mid-size Hyundai vehicle, period. No airbags were deployed, but she was struck in the driver's side when another vehicle was pulling out from a stop sign and struck the patient's vehicle, period. She states she had immediate pain in her neck, comma, right hand, comma, head, comma, low back, comma, and radiating pain down her right arm into her fingers, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, she continues to still have pain in her neck as well as her low back, period. She was having severe pain down her right arm from her elbow to her fingers. That was an aggravation of prior injuries, period. Presently, the pain in her right arm and elbow is stable and at her pre-accident level, period. She relates that this automobile accident has aggravated prior injuries to her neck and low back, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain is described as intermittent, period. She does have diminished range of motion, period. The pain occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. This pain is non-radiating, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. Her right arm, new paragraph, her right arm pain is described as going from her elbow to her fingers, period. She did have a great deal of pre-existing problems with the right arm, and her present pain is at her prior pre-accident level, period. The patient did have to have nerve surgery on or about March of 2022, period. This pain is described as constant. And a zapping type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the fingers, period. And as I mentioned, her right arm pain is presently at her pre-accident level, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is described as an intermittent pain of approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a sharp type pain, period. The low back pain is non-radiating, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to Rush County Hospital where she had x-rays and a CAT scan. She was released to home, period. She revisited her back doctor, Dr. Davison, in approximately 1 week, period. She saw Dr. Davison's assistant and had x-rays and was told that the clip was in adequate position, period. She saw her family doctor, Dr. Carter, period. She states that she is having difficulty recollecting much more of the treatment timeline, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for arthritis, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, and depression, period. New paragraph, medications include medication for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, allergy, comma, and depression, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for bunion surgery, comma, tubes tied, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, knee meniscus, comma, cataract surgery, comma, and sinus surgery, period. She had surgery in her low back with a bulging disc and a clip inserted before this automobile accident, period. She states that she has had three surgeries where her nerves were zapped, Z-A-P-P-E-D, in her low back. I believe she is referring to a rhizotomy, but she is not sure of the timeline period. She has had right hand trigger finger surgery before this automobile accident, as well as two surgeries for carpal tunnel period. She states that she has had surgery in her arm prior to this automobile accident where a nerve was repositioned. As well as surgery again on March 10th of 23, period. She states that she had a screw in her elbow inserted March 10th of 2023 for a torn tendon, but this is a result of injuries after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured her neck in an automobile accident approximately 20 years prior, period. She was told that it was a strained muscle and that this automobile accident has aggravated her previous neck pain by approximately 20%, period. She states that she was having residual neck pain at the time of this automobile accident of July 29th of 2021, period. As a result of the accident of July of 2021, her neck pain is 20% worse, and she now requires a neck pillow at night that she did not require prior to the auto accident of July of 2021, period. She states that the pain in her neck is the same number of hours as a pre-automobile accident. However, the pain is 20% worse in intensity, period. She states that her low back did have bulging discs that required surgery before this automobile accident, approximately 1 year prior, period. She states that this automobile accident of July of 2021 has aggravated her pain by approximately 10%, period. Her right arm and elbow has had prior trigger finger as well as carpal tunnel surgery, period. She also states that she has had a relocated nerve surgery prior to this automobile accident, period. She states that this automobile accident presently is at her, this automobile accident did not aggravate her pain presently as it is at the pain, as her pain in her right arm is at the pre-automobile accident level, period. The patient states she was involved in a prior automobile accident at age 10 where she fractured her nose without permanency, period. She states she was in another rear-end automobile accident as a teenager, but there was no serious injuries, period. The patient has not had a prior work injury, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and a pillow at night, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a retired teacher. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as a result of this automobile accident, include housework, comma, yard work, comma, sleep, comma, lifting, comma, mopping, comma, as well as panic attacks in the car since the automobile accident. However, this has not been treated, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking her history, I have found that all the treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 29th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to comment on some of the pertinent prior medical records, period. Records from Henry County Memorial Hospital, surgical documentation, it's September 27th, 2021. Post-op diagnosis is lumbar spondylosis. Operation performed is radial frequency ablation of the bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 level. Henry County Memorial Hospital records September 27th, 2021. Relates a 73-year-old female who presents today for evaluation of lower back pain, period. Her symptoms came on after a car accident at the end of July 2021. Her pain is localized to the bilateral lower lumbar without radiation, period. She did have RF, that's R as in run, F as in Frank. She did have RF in February 2021 that really seemed to help this pain, period. She does have a Vertiflex, that's V-E-R-T-I-F-L-E-X. She does have a Vertiflex implant at L4-5 that has done really well with her radiating pain in her legs, period. On examination, she was tender to palpation, the bilateral lower lumbar paraspinous, period. Range of motion for the lumbar spine and hips with mild restriction with flexion and moderate restriction with extension, period. Assessment is spondylosis without myelopathy or radiculopathy lumbar region, period. Records from Henry County Orthopedics, February 13th, 2023. She presents with persistent right elbow pain as well as right arm paresthesias from elbow into the ulnar two digits, into the ulnar two fingers, period. She also has ulnar nerve subluxation at the elbow, period. She has undergone previous right elbow cubital tunnel release and ulnar tunnel release with ring finger A1 pulley release in 2021, period. The numbness has returned recently as she has developed ulnar nerve subluxation at the elbow, period. Henry County Orthopedic Notes, February 13th, 2023, states that basically she continues to have right elbow lateral epicondylitis, right elbow medial epicondylitis, and right elbow recurrent cubital tunnel syndrome with ulnar nerve subluxation, period. She wishes to proceed with definitive surgical solution, and the surgery was discussed, period. Emergency room report, July 29th, 2021. Patient to the ER by RFD for MVA. States someone drove in front of her, comma, complains of left shoulder and left knee pain, period. States 73-year-old female. With left-sided neck pain, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, left knee pain and headache following a motor vehicle collision, period. On examination, she was tender to palpation, the posterior left shoulder. There were abrasions of the left knee, other abnormalities noted. She was given 15 milligrams of Toradol IV for pain, period. They obtained CTs of her head and cervical spine, as well as CTA of her neck that were all negative for acute findings, period. They also obtained x-rays of the left shoulder, comma, left knee, and chest, which were negative for acute traumatic findings, period. She was discharged home with a prescription for naproxen and cyclobenzaprin, period. Assessment was, number one, acute cervical sprain, two, closed head injury without loss of consciousness, three, contusions of the left knee, four, contusions of the left shoulder, five, motor vehicle collision, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are, number one, cervical strain, comma, sprain, comma, and pain. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, with aggravation of prior lumbar spondylosis resulting in rhizotomy, September 27th, 2021. Number three, right arm trauma, comma, strain, comma, aggravation of ulnar tunnel syndrome and trigger finger. An ulnar nerve subluxation, period. This resulted in a rhizotomy, February 8th, 2021, period. This right arm pain is stable presently to the pre-accident level, period. Number four, cephalgia with closed head injury resolved. Number 5, contusion of the left knee and shoulder resolved, period. Diagnosis is 1 to 5 above are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 29th, 2021, period. Diagnoses 1 and 2 are an aggravation of her pre-existing medical problems that predate the automobile accident of July 29th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings as it relates to the automobile accident of July of 2021, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. This impairment rating would have been significantly higher had it not been for her prior medical history, period. In reference to the lumbar region, utilizing Table 17-4, she qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. This lumbar impairment rating would have been significantly higher had it not been for her prior past medical history, period. Combining the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment that's directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 29th, 2021, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as a result of this automobile accident of July of 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include continuing ongoing over-the-counter medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by a back brace at an estimated cost of $250 that would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by injections in her back at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A 10 unit would cost approximately $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I reviewed the patient's medical records as well as obtained the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.